Saturday morning, the Experts program continues on Power Talk Radio, 1460 and 101 FM. And Edward King of Alliance Career Training Solutions is with us in studio. Good morning, Edward.
Good morning, Mark.
So the other day, we were talking about time management training. We ran out of time, so that's okay. We got enough of it in, but we want to talk a little more about time management and a couple of other things today, including what's coming up on the afternoon show.
Yes. Well, you know, time management is very important. And as we were finishing up last week on Tuesday, we were talking about how your job depends on it, the business that you work for and the ownership of the business, they depend on it. But also the thing that I do with our time management classes, we talk about the value in your personal life. We talk about the areas of why you mismanage your time, how you mismanage your time, and the alternatives, which is how to control your time, how to manage your time, and how to become more effective. And what is it that motivates that? It's interesting to me that when you sit down and you really think about what you're doing with your life, you really could, if you're honest with yourself, see the areas that you are wasting, the amount of time that you're wasting. I'd love to see you just calculate that and compare that to the amount of time that you have from this point forward. I mean, we work 40 hours a week, right? We sleep 7 to 8 hours a day. It doesn't really leave a lot of personal time, and it doesn't really provide the opportunity to be effective if you're not paying attention.
How do we assess our own time management? What do we need to sit down and do to kind of find out if we're properly using our time?
Well, I think if you would sit down, well, first off, you should come to our class.
Okay.
I mean, that's really going to give you a real deep understanding of how you're wasting your time, but more effectively, how to use your time, how do you plan your time. But here's some of the issues. So you have to look at your performance. You have to look to see if you're missing deadlines. You have to look and see if what you're doing is not the very, very best that you could be doing. Some of the problems that people actually do is they take on too much. Interesting, I was watching a video the other day, and it was talking about why do smart people seem to fail? I mean, they're supposed to be smart. Well, the issue is they are smart, so they can do many things, so they try to do many things. And in time management, you have to recognize that no is a very powerful word, that managing your goals is the first step in terms of managing your time. You really need to realize that you're taking on too much. And an example is you should look at your to-do list on a day-to-day basis. If your to-do list has got 15, 20 items on it, you're really trying to take on too much. If your to-do list doesn't get done, you're taking on too much. And what happens when we have too many targets, we end up spraying our time all over the place. The other thing to recognize is how do you manage your time or you do not manage your time? Mm. Some people manage their time with a to-do list, and I don't think that that is proven over time to be very effective. Some people are starting to learn how to use their calendar, like their Outlook calendar, as a goals list. So instead of just saying, you know, I've got this appointment or I've got to make this phone call, use your calendar to actually specifically say that on Monday, I need to accomplish this. And what you should try to do is you should try to limit your goals, that to-do list, to 3 items a day. Prioritize whatever it is that you've got on your so-called to-do list and pick the top 3. And the top 3 should be things that really make a difference. Recognize that sometimes as a human, what we do is we always go and try to do the simplest things, but they don't necessarily translate into the most productive things.
Right. One of the ways to look at it is that there's something on your list that you have to do that seems difficult or you really don't like doing it. That's probably the first thing you should do.
That is the first thing that you should do, because really that's a big accomplishment and then you feel more energetic for the rest of the day.
Right.
But when you're always looking out at the worst thing to do and you're pushing it off and you're procrastinating it all day long, that is where it's going to kill you. Now, our class is really very effective class. We have been drug all the way up to Red Bluff. We've gone to, our Santa Cruz location. We've gone to other corporate locations to do this time management. I think it's very important. Now, one of the things in regards to this particular time management class is it's more targeted towards anybody from supervisory on up, because supervisors, managers, owners, that not only do they have to manage their time, but they also have to manage their staff's time. And I think that's a very, very effective use of dollars.
How important is being on time critical to time management?
Well, it's actually a two-factor, and I like that question, because what happens about being on time is it helps you first recognize the fact that you you are managing your time. If you're not getting to places on time, that should be an indication, a red flag, that you're not managing your time very well. And then effectively, in a work environment, you're actually causing other people to mismanage their time as well. So be careful about that type of stuff.
I've always found that getting the big stuff done before work makes it a lot easier to get through the rest of the day, because oftentimes in the afternoon after work, mm-hmm. or after your lunch,
yeah.
you're not as energized, really, and you don't want to take on a big task because you're like, well, am I going to finish it before the end of the day?
Yeah.
So if you start something, a big task before lunch, mm-hmm. then you go to your lunch. You might come back and finish it off or get it done before you go to lunch, yeah. particularly if you have a floating lunch break, like a lot of people do.
Well, maybe you ought to take a look at what you're eating, because you might be getting a sugar spike, or you might be getting some sort of eating too much food, not eating the right food, and not taking care of yourself. The other thing, too, is when you're starting off on this adventure of trying to manage your time, you have to look at when you're most effective. For myself, personally, I've discovered that when I first wake up in the morning, the first 3-4 hours of my day, that's when I'm most effective. When I'm not effective is 5 o'clock at night on. That's mm-hmm. the time that I'm not effective at trying to accomplish something. And others are different. I know one lawyer who is very effective in the evening all the way up to like 11 o'clock at night, and she would prefer to put the heavy lifting in that later hours, as opposed to someone like me who would probably would prefer to do heavy lifting first thing in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a management of time, because you have to understand who you are. I think in regards to that goal thing I mentioned,
yes.
you know, if you focus on 3 goals every day, but add to that a weekly goal list. So let's pick 3 goals for a week. You can carry that further. What 3 goals do you have for the month of March or month of April? And then what do you got as far as yearly goals and lifelong goals? If you're managing your life that way, you'll be more specific and you'll be more engaged in accomplishing your goals, as opposed to having a to-do list of 10, 15 items. We could all create a to-do list of 10 to 15 items. I could do it easily in my sleep, but I know reality is I won't get that accomplished. And
right.
then I'm dealing with the psychological issue of I'm inefficient, I'm a failure. And those are the kind of things that you want to overcome or defeat.
Edward King has been our guest. Before we go here, we're going to find out what's coming up on Business Sense Radio today at 1:30.
Well, you know, on Business Sense Radio, we've been covering starting up a business over the last 3-4 weeks. And we really want to wrap that up on this afternoon. So we are going to give a laundry list. We're just going to knock it out point by point by point. We are going to have this list up on our website soon, because I think it's kind of a helpful roadmap for businesses to know exactly how do we open, what do we need to accomplish, because it takes the mystery out of it.
All right. Join us at 1:30 and take notes.
Right.
Edward King has been our guest, Alliance Career Training Solutions. AllianceTrains.com is the website. Edward, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, they give us a call at 831-755-8200. Come and visit the school, even a better choice, at 333 Abbott Street, Salinas. We're open 8 to 4 every day.
Thank you, Edward.
Thanks, Mark.